Welcome to Faith Revealed to Universe, with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. Evangelist Norma Chapman is the host of Facing Your Fears blog talk radio show. She's interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She's the author of What Faith Can Do, and she's currently writing three other books. She studied criminal justice and criminal law and attended Union Baptist Theological College in New Orleans. She's an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. She sits on the NAACP Executive Committee. She is the former chairperson for Justice for Girls SCLC New Orleans Chapter. She is the newly elected Universal Baptist Association Women's Auxiliary Director. She is a mother of two daughters and four beautiful grandchildren. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Life Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people perfect. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with Evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening. You are tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show with your host, Evangelist Norma Chapman, and co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. Our special guest today is Dr. Kia Robile. We are excited to have her on our show this evening. Before we begin, let us have our opening prayer by our co-host.
Greetings and blessings to all. We're open in prayer. Father, we thank you this evening and we praise you. We lift you up and truly magnify your name. We're so grateful this evening as we welcome to the Facing Your Fears radio talk show this evening to share into the world about health and wellness, Dr. Robottom. We're grateful for Evangelist Chapman, the host of Facing Your Fears radio talk show, and all the amazing, awesome listeners that are connected. It is our prayer that they will leave this line with information that will help them continue to live a healthy life. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Not only are we blessed spiritually, but also physically. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We truly thank you for that awesome prayer, co-host. Our topic today, on today's episode, is health and wellness in 2020 and beyond. Yes, we are discussing today about health, living, fats, eating, activities, and drinking, also exercising. Before we bring on our special guest, we'll give you a small summary about our topic. Today's episode is going to be an amazing, informative episode on how we can live a healthier life. Most people are not aware of their daily eating habits and how much it can and probably has already affected their health. Many facts on how we can live a more effective life through our daily activities, eating, drinking habits, by exercising, some important facts about how we can achieve a better, healthier body and mind. We can live a more meaningful and exciting life by learning more on today's show with Dr. Kia Robottom, walking us through this amazing episode. Tune in. And remember, listeners, if you have any questions or comments or want to share your experience, remember to press the number one on your phone. At the time that we open up the line for our listeners, you will have an opportunity to speak with our special guest on today. Good evening, Dr. Robottom.
Good evening. How are you?
I am so blessed, and we are very happy and excited to have you on the show this evening. Before we begin into the topic for today, please give us a small bio about yourself.
Sure, I'm happy to. So I am originally from New Orleans, Louisiana, born and raised here. I attended high school here in New Orleans and then left for college in Atlanta, Georgia at Spelman College. I attended medical school at Meharry Medical College in Nashville, Tennessee. And then I traveled to Chicago, Illinois, where I did my residency in obstetrics and gynecology at the University of Illinois at Chicago. I stayed in Chicago for many years and was in private practice as an obstetrician gynecologist. And in 2015, I returned to New Orleans, as a lot of New Orleanians do. And I have been here since. Currently, I have one business and a nonprofit. So we don't really call a nonprofit a business. I am the owner and principal consultant at Ideal Health New Orleans, where I provide information and background in health and wellness for clients. And the nonprofit is the Robottom Foundation, where myself and a group of teammates and mentees and mentors get together for health and wellness education in children 18 and under.
Thank you. Thank you. So we see you are a lady that wears many hats. We are so excited on today to have you as our special guest. Remember, listeners, you can tune in on this amazing conversation by pressing the number one on your phone if you have any comments, questions, or just want to share your experience. Now, we're going to our show, our topic for today, and I'm going to start by asking Dr. Robottom, how long have you been practicing in the medicine field?
Oh, you're going to try to age me. You're going to make me tell my age. So it's been over 25 years now. So how about I leave it at that?
Okay, that's fine. Well, what motivated you to become a doctor? What was that why you wanted to actually become a doctor, or get into the medicine field? Was there any special reason or what inspired you to become a doctor? Let me rephrase it. What inspired you to become a doctor?
Both of my parents are in the healthcare field, so they're both pharmacists. And from a young age, I was exposed to just a lot of health information. I think that when I was much younger, I actually thought about going to medical school and becoming a pediatrician for whatever reason. It was just something inside of me. I wanted to give back. I felt like I was a healer early on. Then when I was in medical school, I recognized that pediatrics wasn't the right thing for me. It wasn't quite the right specialty. So I decided to become an obstetrician gynecologist, pretty much because it is traditionally a happy field. Of course, on the one hand of obstetrics, it's the delivery of babies. And then on the gynecology aspect, it is the wellness and the taking care of women from you know, teenage years through you know, at the end of their life. So it is a relatively happy and healthy specialty. So it just fit best with my personality.
Thank you. Now, you did touch a little bit on your foundation. We're going to get back into that a little later in the show. But right now, what can you share with our listeners out there on today in reference to our topic, health and wellness? At this time, you may begin to get into your topic, and then we'll just stand back, and we're going to yield and listen to you, and then we'll come back a little later on in the show.
Sure. So the name of the radio show is Facing Your Fears, and we have just entered into a new decade in 2020. And as I am consulting with clients, I find that so often people deny what is in front of them. So it was very interesting for me to be a part of Facing Your Fears, because I feel like inherently any person can deal with what they face. So as it relates to health and wellness in 2020 and beyond, the one thing that I would like to really suggest to anyone at this point is it's a new decade and everyone has the chance to create new habits and create a new path for themselves by going toward better health and wellness. So a lot of times people think that health and wellness just deals particularly with kind of what you said, Miss Norma, with eating, exercise, what we do, eat or drink, and kind of knowing where we are in terms of our bodies. But the wellness aspect actually has multifaceted reasons and ways to be well, and I'm doing these, the air quotes, the wellness. So the seven areas of wellness that most people typically recognize are emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, physical, social, and spiritual. So the wellness actually encompasses more than just what we do in terms of what we eat. So in the way of health, a lot of people do focus on health as it relates to wellness. And so what we can do now is to have information for ourselves. Number one, to know ourselves. And what I mean by that is I've got clients who, for instance, will not ever get on the scale because they simply don't want to know how much they weigh, right? And so if a person doesn't know how much they weigh, it's very easy for them to not make changes, not get better. They just kind of say, well, if I don't know how much I weigh, then no one's going to make me do anything about what I weigh. And so then potentially the person can go to the doctor. They will be given a weight. They may or may not be told they have some chronic disease state, which there's an old saying that goes, 1 pound of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so I am going to, you'll hear me say over and over again, I strongly recommend for people to, number one, face your fears. Face whatever it is that you need to understand about yourself. No longer fear it. So then you can deal with, fix, correct, or get better at whatever it is that you need to face.
Okay, thank you very much. You are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith. And you are listening to our special guest on today, Dr. K. Kia Robottom. Yes, we are so excited on today. And listeners, we are sharing some important informative information about your health and your wellness. And Dr. Robottom will be walking us through some more things and to help us all understand how important it is to follow some of the facts about how we can live a more productive, healthier life if we're not doing so already. All right. I'm going to ask the co-host at this time, does she have any questions for our guest? And then I will yield to her at this time, and we'll get back into our topic.
I am just sitting in expectation and excitement as I listen, because I love health talks about helping us to better, you know, eat better, live a healthier life. And I heard Dr. Robottom begin to say emotions, environmental. If she would be so kind to repeat that, I was trying to catch those. I didn't get them all. I think you mentioned seven of them.
Yes, my pleasure. So the seven areas of wellness that we most often focus on are emotional, environmental, financial, intellectual, physical, social, and spiritual. So that's where we put together these seven items we put together to create a whole person in relationship to wellness.
Okay, thank you so much.
May I ask, Doctor, I'm sorry, Cole, may I ask that do you find that mentally with people who's trying to lose weight or have a serious problem with staying away with what they know can cause them to not to reach their goal and losing the pounds that they're trying to lose? What can you share with them? Because in your conversation, you just said the mental status that some people find themselves in reference to being healthier, and to stop them from indulging in more activities like exercises if they're too big to do, maybe their weight is over where they cannot actually do push-ups and set-up. What advice you can share with them if we have a listener out there that's in that environment?
Sure. So there's a little background that I can offer in terms of the animal kingdom and then humans. Humans are the only mammal that will overeat or eat emotionally. So as an example, if you take a lion in the wild, they will hunt, chill, and eat only until they're full. And it's just they absolutely will shut off eating once they're full. We have gotten to a place where we eat for a variety of reasons, not all of which are hunger. So there is emotional eating, there's like stress eating, there is, you know, depressed eating. So the first thing in the way of someone who is overweight and wanting to make a change, the first thing is the desire to make a change. So we really have to take a good hard look at ourselves, face our fears, take a good hard look at ourselves, and know where we are supposed to be. And there are many different indices for which we look at, people, medicine, doctors, et cetera, look at for what is, and I'm going to say, quote unquote, normal. So a person would have to check with their physician or nurse practitioner or whomever takes care of them to find out specifically what that is for them. However, once a person knows, okay, I've got to lose, let's just use the number 25 pounds. I've got to lose 25 pounds. How do you start that? How do you do that? You start with the first step. And so, Ms. Norma, you asked me about what someone who can't get on the floor and do push-ups or sit-ups or create a specific exercise routine for themselves, they can simply go for a walk. If they can't walk a mile, they can start with a block, because one foot in front of the other gets everything started. And so then once the person walks the first block, then after that they can walk two blocks. So what is recommended for all adults is at least 3 per week sessions of 30 minutes of some type of physical activity. That is the minimum recommendation for anyone who is an adult. So that's to answer your question, a person who is not able to physically do more than walk, if they can walk, I would recommend that they walk. Start off with walking.
Thank you so very much. Now, another question I have in reference to exercises. If they are bedbound, we have some people that's bedbound. They cannot even walk or are able to do any exercise on their own. What can you recommend? We have a listener out there that's a caregiver and taking care of their loved ones at home. What exercise would you recommend for them to do daily with their loved ones who they are taking care of?
So are you talking about someone who is obese, or are you talking about someone who is just like just bound to the bed?
I mean that where they need a caregiver to take care of them, you know, they're unable to get out of bed to walk or to do exercises, but their caregiver can maybe do something to exercise their legs or their arms. Or what would you recommend the caregiver if they're a caregiver listening? As a matter of fact, our co-host, she's a caregiver. She takes care of her husband, right? What would you recommend them to help their loved ones, the one that they're taking care of, to live a more healthier lifestyle, even though they're bedbound?
So that's a bit of an outlier because I don't really know why the person is bedbound. So that would have to be created from some specialists. There are rehab specialists that the people can work with. So without more information as to why the person is bedbound, I would not be able to give a good idea as to how they can be helped. It would probably be through the primary physician and maybe someone who can, sometimes people will go to therapists, you know, like with rehab therapists for why they are bedbound. So it's a little bit more indirect in terms of someone who is physically like incapable of taking care of themselves. So I would not be able to address that well.
Thank you, but you do agree that it's important that the caregiver do ask questions and make sure that the loved ones can get some exercises or what type of exercises that they can do to help their loved ones to live a more healthier life, even though they're bedbound, by making sure that the physician or the therapist or whoever are giving them the proper care in reference to activities and make sure that they stay on the proper diet. I should have asked that instead of asking the question that I asked you for. All right, Dr. Robottom, at this time we're going to let you go back into giving us some more information on what we should and shouldn't do in reference to a healthier and to living a more healthier and wellness lifestyle. At this time, I'm going to give you back the mic.
Sure. So you asked a little bit earlier about how much we should be drinking in a day. And so I get this question very, very often. So I'd like to clarify this in terms of water, coffee, tea, you know, like Cokes or Pepsi or some people call them pops or sodas or whatever like that. So it is recommended that adults drink eight ounce glasses of water per day. And it does not include any other beverage. So I have had people to say, well, I drink coffee. I drink, you know, 8 ounces of coffee. Is that included in my liquid? And so, no, it's specifically water. So we would all really do well to drink more water. I know so many of us don't drink enough water. So in terms of what we drink, eight ounce glasses of water a day at least. And if listeners, if you would just start documenting how much water you drink, I would suggest to you that people don't drink nearly that much, even half. Oftentimes, people don't drink half of that, so 4 8-ounce glasses. In terms of the average adult, so I'm trying to do average here since we have, you know, viewers who are like everywhere in the world and kind of everyone's different. So for an adult male, the average caloric intake is 2,000 calories. And knowing what I know about how we eat here in New Orleans, people can have a 2,000-calorie meal in one meal, you know, with fried foods and you know, the accoutrements, mayonnaise, et cetera, et cetera. But in a normal situation, an adult male, 2,000 calories. For an adult female, it's in the area of about 1,400 to 1,500 calories per day. And again, if you have the tools, if someone was to take, let's just say, an app, and there are all kind of new apps now where people can plug in their foods and kind of get an estimate of their calories. So we would be very surprised at how far over in terms of calories most average people go. So, you know, just know, even if you say I'm gonna put this in an app so I can just have an idea of how many calories I get per day, then it would be up to you then to know and change or course correct the amount of calories. So we talked a little bit about how much to drink, how much to eat, and then how much to exercise. And those are just baseline suggestions for the average adult.
Thank you. You are still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. At this time, I'm going to yield and let our co-host come with any questions she may have for Dr. Robottom at this time.
I just want to say I am really, really enjoying the show this evening, listening to Dr. Robottom share. I don't know personally as it relates to caring for anyone that's bedbound. But what I can say, and I would like to say, ask the question to Dr. Robottom, from my experience in caregiving, I have found out over the years, and I've been doing it for probably close to 30-plus years now, I would say that what I have found out is that having a positive, and I've even found this out with doctors, sharing with them, speaking to them, having a positive arena with the person that you're caring for, being open with them, sharing with them, encouraging them, not allowing them to, you know, to just stay in that down space. So we know we're human, we may go through that because of conditions. Would you say that that positive atmosphere, that atmosphere of love and concern, has a great impact on their health and even at times their even survival that I've seen it in, and their being healed?
I agree. I think that any life situation is better if we take it from a positive perspective. That's my personal opinion. So I would definitely agree that if a person is a caregiver, which is a very, very difficult position to be in, a caregiver,
yes,
it's not easy at all. And so I think that caregivers need a lot of support from family, friends, the community, their church community and whatnot. And yes, to be able to be positive, to be able to stay positive in the situation with their loved ones or the person that they are taking care of, I think that it's fundamental. It's very important, because without that, I think that there are a lot of you know, mental things that can come along with the caregiver, including anxiety, depression, you know, feeling lost or you know, shut in is a word that I've heard often from caregivers. I feel like I'm a shut in. So
yeah,
definitely a positive perception for the healthiest way to provide care to someone.
Right. And the thank you so much. And the other one I always have said from the experience as well is that you cannot care for anyone effectively until you can care for yourself. And one
Absolutely.
Of the books that I would author in, Voices of Hope, which is an inspirational book for caregivers, a collaborative project. And one of the things that I shared in the chapters that was put in there is that love is one of the greatest medications, not only for the one that you're caring for, and openness and honesty and integrity, trustworthiness, but also for you. You have to take that time to just love on you, to care for you. Many times what I found caregivers to do, and even myself earlier, until I learned and then applied what I learned, it made a world of difference. So that's something that I also shared in the book, to love yourself. Take time for yourself. It's okay. When you become overwhelmed, acknowledge where you are so you don't have to stay there. And then you grow in, even from my perspective as well as a pastor, a lot of times I'm in and caring and sharing with families, and I see them give up because a lot of things they'll come back and say is, you know, I don't feel love. I don't feel like nobody cares for me anyway. Well, and so you have to build them up from that place. So that's why I say being positive and loving them and encouraging them even helps them in their health and also helps the caregivers.
I absolutely agree. So there is, you know, if you've ridden a plane, you hear if there's a loss in cabin pressure, to put your oxygen mask on first before you try to help other people. So similarly,
right,
you know, with just about every aspect of life, I agree that we've got to take care of ourselves before we can take care of other people. And
that's
if we are not finding a way to take care of ourselves in some form, then it will be impossible for us to take care of other people. And that's my opinion.
So true. That's so true. Thank you so much.
You.
I'm really enjoying
Thanks.
It. Thank you.
Thank you both. Thank you both. Listeners, you're still tuned in to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman, with our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, and our awesome, amazing special guest on today, Dr. Rowbottom. Dr. Rowbottom are walking us through health and wellness on today, and she's touching health, your living lifestyle, she's giving us facts about it, eating habits, our activities, our drinking, and how to exercise to take more better care of ourselves. Dr. Rowbottom, Oh, before we get into, because we want to touch a little bit about your foundation, but I heard you say earlier in our conversation that you actually are a pediatric doctor. Am I correct?
No, I'm an obstetrician gynecologist.
Okay.
I'm an OBGYN.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, what would you share with a mother out there, how important it is that they give their babies and their children the amount of water that they should have daily, and what activities or exercise activities would you share with for small children or for a newborn baby, if you can share some light on that question.
So there are specific formulas for how much water and formulas for very small children. So let me just clarify. I am an OBGYN, and as an OBGYN, I deliver babies and then hand them off to the pediatricians. So I cannot intelligently address, like, young children's nutritional requirements. So once a child gets to school, then it's a little bit different. So children require more carbs than adults because their brains are growing and they're learning in a different way than adults are. As well, they require more exercise because they just tend to need to develop their motor skills. They need to develop their brain. Their brains are growing. Their brains grow for quite a while, in fact. So the thing is, it depends on the child. And the reason why I say that is because if a child is on the overweight side, what they do for nutrition is a little bit different than someone who was on the underweight or normal size. So children are very different, and like my passion is completely separate. So in the adult side and then the youth side, and in the youth side, it's much more individualized. So in reference to adults don't grow taller. So that's why we can kind of use a one formula way to manage adults, whereas children, it depends on how they're growing, you know, and so there's so much involved with children that it's much more difficult to specifically say, this is how much children should eat, this is how much they should drink, this is how much they should exercise, if you understand my point.
Thank you so very much. Listeners, you still have time to join in on this amazing conversation by pressing the number ones on your phone. It is getting late in the show, and we want to talk a little bit to Dr. Rowbottom about her foundation. And she did introduce earlier her foundation to our listeners. But now at this time, we will let her tell us more details about her foundation, what her foundation stands for, and what we can do as listeners to help this foundation go where God is bringing it to. At this time, we will talk a little bit on her foundation, and we will give her a yield and let her talk a bit about her foundation that she has already here in the city of New Orleans.
Sure. So the name of the foundation is the Rowbottom Foundation, and the mission is to educate, engage, and exemplify better health and wellness practices for two children between the ages of 9 and 17. So the way we do this is we're the adults are the mentees, the mentors, and the children are the mentees. So we use a system of educational sessions in and around the greater New Orleans area, and we invite local mentees to participate in the educational sessions. If they reach a certain amount of educational sessions that they have attended, then they're invited to participate in fun events that have as well adults. So, for instance, the next event we have is the anniversary of the foundation, which it will be 3 years old on March 29th of this year. And so the mentees, the children mentees, will have to participate in all 7 of the educational sessions. And so we use the 7 areas of wellness for the children to be invited and be able to participate in the anniversary celebration, and it's complimentary to them. So it's education and then a fun event. So that's kind of the model we've set up.
It sounds very exciting, and listeners, we do want more education for our children, and I think it's so wonderful that Dr. Robottom has this foundation, and I can attest to that she do give activities and such, and then they have an opportunity to go to a ball. I know last year she had a ball for them, and they had to wear they was able to wear their little tie or formal ties, and they were like, you know, or was excited about being, I think, where did you have it, Dr. Robottom, down at the Hilton or the Hyatt?
The gala was in this past October, and can we say all these things? Can we say these things on the radio? I guess we can. So it was.
Yeah, you can.
It was at a downtown hotel. How about I say that? And we had mm-hmm. Let me tell you how many mentees. We had 35 mentees that attended, and from the feedback we received, everyone really, really enjoyed themselves.
Thank you. The reason why I brought that up is because I would love for our listeners out there to support the foundation, and are you planning another event such as one you had in October that's coming up soon?
Yes, we have three main events and then multiple smaller events, and so the three main events are the anniversary celebration, which will be happening this year in March. We have a health and wellness affair for children. It's going to be in the summer. It's going to be, you know, we haven't confirmed the date, but somewhere probably in the area of June. And what happens then is it's like a fair. And children go and they have speakers from whoever. Like, so let's just use an example of a financial wellness. So we will have a representative from one of the local banks to come in and talk to the children about age-appropriate, like, financial issues. So we had, like, the last one, we had three different financial sections for the age-appropriate children, and it's about learning, it's about getting exposed to financial language, it's about, you know, presenting for potentially the first time savings. And then so they go to, each one goes to the 7 wellness sessions, and it's fun, it's We have lunch, we have dancing, we have karaoke, just all kind of funny things, fun stuff. And it's just a day for the children to get together and have informational sessions, like a convention for adults.
Thank you so
and then
very
the,
much.
Like,
later
the
on.
Third and final, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
The third and final event, which is
that.
One of the larger events, is the gala. And that is always in celebration of my birthday. So this year it will be held on October 10th of 2020.
Thank you so very much. Now we're going to get some more information from Dr. Robottom, how we can support this foundation. But at this time, I'm going to yield back to the co-host because we do have a lot of time left in the show on today. We do have a lot of callers that's listening in on today, but no one has given me any indication that they have any questions or comments. So we're just going to keep the conversation going until a listener out there do press the number 1 button on their phone to indicate to me that they have a question or comment. I want to share their thoughts or experience on our topic on today, which is healthness and wellness in the year of 2020 and beyond. So at this time, I'm going to yield to the co-host and let the co-host and our guest for today continue the conversation on health and wellness.
Good evening again. Dr. Robottom, I just wanted to ask the question, too, as I was thinking about health as we're speaking this evening, about meat. I know a lot of times people say fish, chicken, and turkey are the better meat. Is that what you would say, or is it okay here and there to have a steak or or red meat, or is red meat something that should be pretty much eliminated from your diet?
I do not subscribe to eliminating anything from the diet if that's what you like, right? So specifically, the recommendation is that we should have omega-3 fatty acids from fish. We should have, you know, we should have like less fat in our meals. And so what red meat tends to have is more fat than some of the other leaner meats. Oh. But in my opinion, that's not a reason to never have it. I think that if we balance our diets, you know, among different types of meats and or fish and or seafood, then it's a matter of striking a balance. And, of course, the person would have to know
okay.
their cholesterol levels. And, you know, it's more than just don't eat red meat or do eat red meat. If you have high cholesterol, you may want to have less red meat because of the amount
okay.
of fat in red meat. So it really has to do with that. It depends on whether or not a person exercises. So a person who exercises will typically need a little bit more fat in their diet to feel full. So, I mean, that's one of the things to weigh. So I think that if a person likes red meat, a steak or two in a week will certainly not, it will not hurt them at all.
Okay. Thank you so much. That I thank you for that confirmation. Because I've asked that question several times in just, you know, different areas of health and even with doctors sometimes. And they pretty much say the same thing, but then I have people say, no, you may want to consider taking red meat completely out. And I'm like you just said, every now and then I want a nice steak. So thank you so very much. I believe what you were saying, the balance. When we have a balance or we have some life harmony and things, we know based on our health and our conditions or whatever our symptoms may be, whether we need more or less or none of whatever it is that we're in taking. So thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you.
So the
thank
one
you,
thing that I like
you.
To... Go ahead.
Yes, you can speak.
Okay, so the one thing that people ask me often is how I manage to have wellness in my life. So what do I do? What does my life look like in terms of wellness? And it's really interesting because I would venture to say, and I would admit to everyone listening, it can be laborious. It can be a huge task to try to live a life in wellness. And so let's just use a little bit about how I manage my life. So I have a dog, so I actually exercise every day. And because of my dog, I physically have to get out and exercise. So for me, that's pretty easy because I have an external factor that makes it so that I exercise. But then there are the other components of wellness. So what do I do spiritually? So I participate in my local church. So I go to church. Now, I'm not going to get into the religious thing, but, you know, spiritually, I go to church. Socially, I try to be my best self to other human beings. So that's kind of what that looks like to me. I have this thought process, and I say about myself, I am a queen, so I want to think like a queen, act like a queen, et cetera, et cetera. And so
socially,
I want to be my best self. Physically, I talked about that a little bit, you know, in terms of the exercise. Intellectually, I try to read a book a week. It doesn't always work like that, but I do try to read a book a week. Financially, I have several books that I go to for financial, I'm doing quotes, financial advice. So, you know, there's financial advice to have multiple streams of income. There's financial advice to tithe. There's financial advice to save. And so I try to go and use these tools, the tools that I've learned to be the best I can in the way of financial wellness. Environmental wellness is doing the best for the environment. So, for instance, you know, we have all of these water bottles that we're using. So, you know, get a Brita filter instead of using water bottles, and don't throw trash outside. And, you know, like we want to save the air quality, so planting trees. So that's a little bit about what that's about. And then emotionally, I think that as I've matured, I have become more and more consistently like stable in terms of emotion. I think that women can have some highs and lows. You know, we won't go into all of that. I am an OBGYN, but so I guess I can talk about it a little bit as well as a woman. So emotionally, I just try to, and you mentioned earlier, to be positive. So I try to put a positive perspective on everything. Even if it seems difficult for me or bad right now, it may be, you know, it may be my way of a life lesson that I need to learn. So that's a little bit about how I put all of the seven areas together in wellness to become my best person. So that's, I mean, it's not like every day I will, you know, say, okay, I've got to work on these seven things, and if I don't work on them, then I'm not well. So that's not quite what it looks like.
All right, Elizabeth, there you have it. Now we know some facts on how to do certain things and indulge in certain things other than worry about and be stressed out on certain things. Dr. Robottom has given you a list of things that she do that keep her mind and perfect wellness as well as her body. We do have a caller that has called in, and remember, listeners, you too have an opportunity and you still have a chance to get in on this awesome conversation on today with our guest, Dr. Robottom, and our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith, out of Miami, Florida. If you have any questions or any comments, remember, just press that number one on your phone, and we'll be happy to bring you into the studio. All right, we're going to go to our caller at this time. Caller with error code 734, last four digits of the number is 1985. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, yes, this is Felicia Robinson, Evangelist Norma Chapman. This is your niece, and I have a question for the doctor in regards to the omega-3. I have a allergic reaction to seafood. I was trying to find out, see, is there another form of omega-3 that I can be taking in place of the seafood and everything in regards to the meat?
Absolutely. So there are supplements of omega-3 that you can use. So are you also not able to use seafood or fish-based oils? Is that what you're saying in terms of omega-3?
Yes.
There is a plant-based omega-3 available. So if you were just, I don't know the name of it offhand, because, you know, I don't like recommend certain or specific supplements, but you are able to find a plant-based omega that won't have any of the seafood or fish-based oils in that omega product. So if you would just, you know, maybe go to your local pharmacy, talk to them about it, or do an online search, you can definitely find a non-seafood-based omega.
Okay, thank you for that information.
My pleasure. Okay. My pleasure.
And I want to thank you for calling in. This is my niece, and you're calling out. She's calling out of Michigan, and it's very. And listeners, I think that you are a nurse's practitioner. Am I correct, Felicia?
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm very happy to have you to call in on the show, and I pray that the question that you asked, that you got some type of clearance on how to better take care of your allergies. And I'm happy and overwhelmed and excited about you calling in on today's show, and continue to tune in to Facing Your Fears. If you have another question or comment or any thing that you want to discuss in reference to our topic on today, since you are in the medical field.
No, that's it. It's, everything is interesting, and you learn something new as you being in the field yourself. You learn new things yourself. And like she says, you have to love yourself in order to be able to help someone else and give someone else encouragement.
Absolutely.
Okay, there you have it, listener. There you have it. Dr. Robottom, do you have a question or something you want to ask our caller or co-host? Do you have a question for our caller at this time?
I don't think I have a question. If I think back just for general questions, I think no. I don't have questions. I have, you know, I just I like to hear different people's perspective and gather information. So I've listened to the caller on the line and both of the hostesses. So I think it's a, I think this conversation can go on for so long. I think that people have a lot of questions personally that they would like to have answered by people. And oftentimes people may not have the life situation where they can talk to someone about, you know, how they can change the path they're on. But there are places out there that people can go to, you know, kind of change their life trajectory. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I just wanted to make all the callers aware that there are tools for you. You know, if you can't go to Google, you can go to a library. You can use your, you know, your phone, you can use your internet, you can email someone. There are different forms. You can talk to your local your physician, you can talk to your pastor. So, you know, just the take home message I would love everyone to hear is that there are resources available, definitely.
Thank you. Co-host, do you have any questions for our caller at this time before we release her from the studio?
No, I'd just like to say, Dr. Robottom, I truly, truly enjoyed the show, and I enjoyed how you shared about it, especially those 7 steps of healthy living and wellness. I really enjoyed that. It makes so much sense that we just tag that into what we're doing. I believe it just makes the whole world a better for us. So thank you so very much.
My pleasure.
Okay. Caller out of Michigan, we are so very happy to have you to call in, and thanks for calling in. And I pray that you do tune in again to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. All right, listeners out there, we are getting to the almost at the end of the show at this time. And we don't have any more callers that have any more questions. But you do have time to call in, listeners, if you have any questions, comments. I just want to share your experience on our topic for today, which is wellness, healthier, and a wellness lifestyle that you can live by following some of the facts that Dr. Robottom has shared with us on today. We're going to take this last few minutes and let Dr. Robottom give information on how you can contact her in reference to the foundation or any questions that you may have for her after the show. If she cares to share any type of contact information with our listeners out there on today. At this time, Dr. Robottom, you can give our listeners a contact number, a website that they can go to in reference to your foundation.
Sure. So, again, the foundation's name is the Robottom Foundation, and we can be found online at www.robottomfoundation, it's all one word, .org. We can be reached via email at info@robottomfoundation.org. And we have a nationwide number that is area code 888-406-6595, and that reaches the foundation directly. So just, you know, as clarification, the foundation is the nonprofit side of my life, and we have the mission to educate or to facilitate education for children 18 and younger. So from about 9 years old to up to 18 if they're still in high school. So that's where that is. We are always looking from the greater New Orleans area for volunteers. We are looking for speakers to host the education sessions. We are looking for mentors for the mentees in the foundation, and we're always looking and asking and accepting donations to help the children to have an extra step in their education process, to be exposed to things that maybe they wouldn't have been exposed to before, and really to be able to expose themselves to adults who can really guide them in terms of open-mindedness and new activities and new experiences.
Okay, we want to thank you. At this time, we're going to yield and let our co-host. She also has another show other than Facing Your Fears, co-hosting on Facing Your Fears. She has an inspirational prayer line that if you're in need of prayer, that you can tune in on her prayer line at this time. We're going to yield and let her give information on her prayer line. And we do have some time left in the show. And on today, she finally can get an opportunity to share a little bit about her inspirational prayer talk show that she has, co-host.
Thank you so much, Evangelist. I want to share with you all and welcome you to chime in with us, connect in with us on the Power Hour line of inspiration and motivation. We're on every Tuesday morning and Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Tuesday and Thursday morning, 5 a.m. We start our day out with a Power Hour of inspiration and motivation. You can dial in by dialing 712-775-7031, and the access code is 710-569-POUND. Feel free to connect in with us every Tuesday and Thursday morning. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. There you have it, listeners. But we still have about 5 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to go on and share my information at this time because usually every week we run out of time. You can contact me after the show by connecting to Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show on Facebook, as well as What Faith Can Do, which is my book that I wrote. We also have a Facebook page with What Faith Can Do, or you can just simply email me at Norma, N-O-R-M-A, all lowercase letters, underscore Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, at yahoo.com. Feel free to contact us. And you also can go to Facing Your Fears page, Facebook page, and actually make an appointment if you're interested in being a guest, a special guest on Facing Your Fears. We do love to have you on the show, and you can make an appointment by connecting with us on Facing Your Fears. And there's a calendar there that you can give me a specific date, which every Thursday we are on the air from 4:30 to 5:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 to 6:30 Eastern Time, or you can simply get connected with your time zone in the state where you live. Feel free to go there and let me know what Thursday that you would want to come on the show. If that Thursday is available after receiving your bio and after the co-host and I have carefully looked over, we will contact you and you will be welcome to come on Facing Your Fears as a special guest. All right, listeners, we have about 3 minutes left in the show. We're going to yield back to our special guest and let her give us some closing remarks. After that, we will have our closing prayer by our co-host, Pastor Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida, Dr. Robot. And at this time, you may give some closing remarks.
Sure. So, again, ladies and gentlemen in the audience, the show is Facing Your Fears. So if there is a message that I would have you to take away from today, is to face your fears and know the most about you, know the most about your body, know the most about the things that make you well. So I think that we all strive to be healthy and we want to be well as individuals. So the first step is to know yourself, to have all the information that you need. If you need to go to the doctor because you haven't, go to the doctor. If you need to get on the scale, get on the scale. If you need to change the way you eat, change the way you eat. If you need to drink more water, drink more water. So, again, facing your fears is, it's illustrious of what we as a, I'm an advocate for health and wellness, I preach all the time. You have to be able to look at it, you have to be able to face it to be able to fix it. So if you don't face it, you can never fix it. It goes without saying that you cannot fix something that you won't face. So I think that would be, for me, the take-home message, and I suggest and recommend that everybody just, it's the beginning of the new year, to just work on being the best version of yourself. And every day you can take one step in a positive direction to be a little bit better than you were yesterday. So I think that would be my goodbye. Thank you for having me, and I wish everyone wellness in 2020 and beyond.
Okay, now we will have our closing prayer by our co-host. And also I want to thank all of the callers. We have so many callers that was tuned in on today. I want to thank you for calling in on today. And I want to encourage you to call every Thursday evening, 4:30, 5:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time, and make sure you check with your time zone in the state where you live and tune in with us. We'll be glad to have you. We'll be happy to answer any questions, comments, or you can share your thoughts. At this time, we have just two or three words before we can end the show, and co-host, you only have a split moment to do a closing prayer.
Father, we thank you and we praise you for what has gone forth on this line. We truly thank you for our special guest, Dr. Robottom, that has come on and is shared into the world through the Facing and Fears radio talk show with many that have connected this evening. Information that will not only inspire and motivate, but encourage them to live a more healthier life. We thank you, each and every one, all of our guests that have connected, and along with our guest speaker, and we now say amen.
Thank you, thank you. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And that is the end of the show for today. And you do be blessed and have an awesome, wonderful, blessed rest of the evening and night. Goodbye to you now. Thank you for calling in.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.